I'm Ruth Bliss with Mission Network News. Sri Lanka's political turmoil is punctuated by a fresh offensive in the form of government airstrikes and skirmishes against the Tamil Tigers. Bible League's David Moore says the situation is having an impact on the ministry efforts of their workers.
Although communication is still good, they're able to communicate over with email and over the phone. He said that getting materials, getting Bible study books to him is impossible. Getting Bibles, getting scriptures to him is impossible. He said food is running low, security is very bad, but he's not discouraged.
Next, although Kazakhstan has earned a reputation for not being overly friendly to Christians, Global Aid Network is getting ready to take a team for a visit in February. GainUSA's Charles Dutter says it's because of the kind of work that they do that they're able to be there.
We are working with partner ministries there in Kazakhstan, and so far we have not faced any difficulties or closed doors, but are going in with material aid helps to open the way for new opportunities for the gospel to be proclaimed.
While Kazakhstan is tightening already harsh religion laws, Dutter says even so, people are responding to the gospel. And the Evangelical Free Church is excited about the number of connections they made at Urbana 06. Reach Global, the EFCA International Mission, came away with over 500 names of people interested in learning more about international ministry through the EFCA. Please pray for Reach Global's follow-up team as they attempt to place those who are a good fit on healthy ministry teams around the globe. Their end goal is to glorify God by multiplying healthy churches among all people. Mission Network News is a service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Get your free copy of Brother Andrew's prayer guide called Unlock Your Hidden Prayer Power. That'll allow you to pray more effectively, especially for persecuted believers. That's Unlock Your Hidden Prayer Power at 1-800-995-4828 or go to missionnetworknews.org. That's missionnetworknews.org. I'm Ruth Bliss.